Well, we have one of them. He'll be our guest, and we've got some questions for him.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Dropping in the polls and veering off political course, Donald Trump was supposed to reset his campaign this week, but now another unscripted comment has thrown the candidate into controversy yet again.
A riff about the Second Amendment, Supreme Court justices, and his rival has left many questioning what exactly Donald Trump meant.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
Given the Second Amendment's importance to gun owners, some heard Trump's comments at a Wilmington, North Carolina rally as a provocation, sparking more controversy. But the Trump campaign says he was talking about the lobbying muscle and voter mobilization of Second Amendment supporters. Karen Katha, Washington.
A Justice Department report coming out today says Baltimore police routinely discriminate against blacks, use excessive force, and are not adequately disciplined for misconduct. Correspondent Jean Cassara says the report contains actual examples of unconstitutional conduct by police.
An African-American man in his mid-50s that he was stopped as a pedestrian more than 30 times, but he actually was never arrested or cited, and there was unconstitutional behavior toward him.
Those who've seen the report say it will detail years of racially discriminatory policing in Charm City. Americans continue to shine in the Aquatic Center at the Summer Olympics in Rio. Michael Phelps won two more gold medals, and
Katie Ledecky picked up another gold medal. Westwood One's Patrick Keenis had the call.
It's a shoulder lead for Ledecky. She is heading to the wall, and it's going to be Katie Ledecky claiming gold in the women's 200-meter freestyle.
Four-time Olympic gold medalist swimmer Dara Torres said Ledecky is unmatched.
I really think she is superhuman. She has one of those bodies, I think, that just doesn't tire out, and she works so hard. I mean, they say that she trains with men.
Ledecky raced for the fourth day in the row, and she didn't even look tired. Steve Kastenbaum in Rio de Janeiro.
Prince William County is now a majority-minority county, and the police chief thinks his department should reflect that.
We need to do more with diversity.
Prince William Police Chief Barry Bernard's not shy about it.
I think we need to discuss it. We need to talk about it. We're underrepresented in these categories.
Despite just starting the job 5 weeks ago, the chief's already out seeing how they can increase the minority population on the force.
We go to historically black universities. We go to job fairs where we think minority representation will be strong.
And the excessive tattoo policy is now being relaxed. Now only offensive tattoos are outlawed.
We don't want to have people who are otherwise well-qualified who don't come to see us simply because they have a tattoo they think may prohibit them from being hired.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Pentagon has given a senator the first ever unclassified report detailing the suspected militant backgrounds of more than 100 people who've been held at Gitmo. The report includes the story of an Afghan flower shop owner accused of helping Al-Qaeda. He's been in Guantanamo for more than 13 years and has now been cleared for transfer to a country that will accept him. A wildfire burning in Southern California's San Bernardino Mountains has now grown to more than 12 square miles, and that blaze, they say, is just 6% contained. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,533, the NASDAQ at 5225. Sports, Max Scherzer flirts with another no-hitter, but the Nats end up losing to Cleveland. The O's drop their second straight to the A's. In Rio, two more gold medals for Michael Phelps, one for Katie Ledecky, as Team USA now has 26 medals overall, including 9 gold. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From seasonal storms to full-scale weather events.
Heat advisory in effect for dangerous heat indices today with severe storms possible.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
Hi, it's Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Do you have a car or boat sitting in your garage or driveway that you need to get rid of, either to make room for a new one or because it's just not worth the repairs anymore? As anyone who sold a car recently can tell you, selling is a hassle you don't want to deal with. From fielding the calls, texts, and emails from potential buyers to arranging meetings with the shady and unsavory characters who come your way. Skip the headache and call Cars for Kids to pick up your vehicle. You'll love how simple and easy the donation process is, and you'll even get a tax-deductible receipt and a hotel voucher to boot. Learn how you can make a difference to a child by volunteering in your community. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Or go to carsforkids.com. They're completely reliable, and your car can be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. Donate your car, truck, van, or boat today. Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to JoeHadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Dale City still quite slow. Interstate 95 north as you make your trip past Dale Boulevard. Still have accident activity along the left side and a lot of flashing lights. Once you get by there, though, you're wide open up through to the Beltway. Beltway, though, heavy through Annandale from the toll road to the Legion Bridge. And on the Georgetown Pike, still looking at delays growing approaching the Beltway. Now police are on their way to check it out. They said they weren't working anything, but it looks suspiciously slow to me. Let's go George Washington Parkway southbound as you approach the 14th Street Bridge for the crash. On the 14th Street Bridge, heavy to cross the bridge span to get onto the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Now about recovering DC 295 commuters. If you come south, say out of Chevrolet, if you're coming off of both 50 and the BW Parkway, either or, just jam to get onto Kenilworth Avenue. But the crash as you approach East Capitol Street, finally out of the travel lanes. Now if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate My Clean PC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The heat and humidity does continue over the next few days, probably right into the upcoming weekend. Low 90s today, maybe into the middle 90s tomorrow. Just isolated showers, thunder showers around. Could be some patchy fog during the morning hours, and the overnight lows will stay warm too in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 78 in Vienna, 77 in Kensington, 78 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. The New York Daily News is calling on Donald Trump to drop out of the presidential race. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up in just 10 minutes, we're going to talk to one of those 50 Republicans who penned a letter saying Donald Trump is unfit for the presidency. We'll talk to him and ask him some questions. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, here's a story that bears some watching, and it's developing as we speak. New developments came yesterday, and it's always been one of those stories that sort of raised our eyebrows and said, this doesn't make sense. And when something doesn't make sense, we, you know, we try to make sense of it. And so we've been looking carefully since July 8th at the murder of one Seth Rich, a 27-year-old employee of the Democratic National Committee. Worked at DNC headquarters as sort of a technical expert on Get Out the Vote, and was working there, and by all accounts, a top-flight employee of the DNC. Shot and killed early one morning as he was walking along a street, shot in the back. It wasn't a robbery because his watch, his money, his credit card, his phone were still on him when police arrived on the scene. And so they've been trying to figure out what happened to this guy. And it's, you know, because the guy worked at the Democratic National Committee, and because, you know, it's sort of a strange crime. It's certainly violent crime has not been, you know, it's not unheard of in that part of D.C., but this wasn't a robbery. This was just a blatant murder, it appeared. So to add a little intrigue to all this yesterday, Julian Assange and the WikiLeaks people decided that they would provide a $20,000 reward for information that led to the solving of this case. Everybody said, well, why would they do that? Well, Julian Assange then goes on a Dutch television program, and the anchor of that show, this is all in English, so you'll understand everything's being said, ask him some questions about this, and there were some pretty eye-opening things that Julian Assange was hinting at. So here's the first part of that interview.
Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. As a 27-year-old who works for the DNC, who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington. So
that was just a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No, there's no finding. So
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that our sources take risks, and they become concerned to see things occurring like that.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean,
we don't comment on who our sources are.
But why make the suggestion about a young guy being shot in the streets of Washington?
Because we have to understand how high the stakes are in the United States, and that our sources are, you know, our sources face serious risks. That's why they come to us, so we can protect their anonymity.
But it's quite something to suggest a murder. That's basically what you're doing.
Well, that others have suggested that. We are investigating to understand what happened in that situation with Seth Rich. I think it is a concerning situation. There's not a conclusion yet. We wouldn't be willing to state a conclusion, but we are concerned about it. And more importantly, a variety of WikiLeaks sources are concerned when that kind of thing happens.
So let's just unpack all that. He starts out by talking about this guy, Seth Rich, who we've been telling you about in this unsolved murder in Northwest D.C. And then he says, and, you know, that our sources take considerable risks. And then, of course, the guy said, well, is he one of your sources? Well, we don't confirm that. But what he is clearly hinting at is that this guy, Seth Rich, may have been the person who provided the Democratic National Committee documents to WikiLeaks. The ones, you know, that everybody says, oh, the Russians got them? Maybe not, if you read what Julian Assange is saying here. So this raises a whole new level of interest in this particular crime. You know, if indeed there is something to this, and Julian Assange is suggesting that this guy may have been the one who provided them with the leaks, and that certainly appears to be what he is suggesting, well, then I think this this case got a lot more interesting.
Except for the fact that he isn't saying it. You just said it doesn't
come out.
It appears to be what he is suggesting. Well, I'm sorry. I need a little more than that.
And so you don't find it interesting that he raised the murder case?
Of course I find it interesting.
And follows it with the line, and this our sources undergo a great deal of risk.
Of course I find it interesting.
What do you think he's saying
there? I want him to say it. I got a better question. Why doesn't he just say it?
I don't know.
Okay, well,
what's he up to then?
There's not a whole lot that I can do here, and Julian Assange has he's not the most reliable.
Well, what's
character.
His game then? Is what I'm trying to get at.
I have no idea. That's not for me to figure out. What I want him to say is, okay, was Seth Rich your source? Did he dump all the information on DNC to WikiLeaks? Yes or no? Well, we don't reveal our sources. Okay, well, you're saying everything but that, right, isn't he?
Yeah.
So what's the harm in just saying, yes, he was our source, he's dead now?
I agree with you. I wish they would come out and do that. And I think they have a reputation of not revealing their sources, period. And what he seems to be doing here is suggesting, and it is a suggestion because he doesn't clam out and clearly say it, but it certainly is raising a lot of eyebrows that he does this and that they offer a $20,000 reward in this particular case.
Well, listen, if it's true what he's saying, and I always hate, you know, presenting a topic here on a radio station as stalwart as WMAO with if it's true. If it's true, obviously it has huge ramifications in terms of the botched media narrative that in some way Russia hacked into the DNC servers. In fact, it was an inside job. And then, of course, who killed the guy? Here's what we do know. The man was murdered. He was shot in the back multiple times. And the police chief, Lanier, has said, well, it's a possible attempted robbery. Well, nothing was taken from the guy.
Yeah, it's not a robbery.
So, I mean, I'm sorry. That's it's kind of a dereliction in duty. How many attempted robberies end up with a guy getting shot in the back?
Right.
And how many attempted robberies end up with a murder like that with somebody with all of his stuff there? Obviously, there's something going on here other than a murder. I'm just very frustrated as somebody who wants to absorb information and then recommunicate it out to people who want information. I'm very frustrated by Julian Assange, who, again, has not the most sterling reputation given his past over the last several years, for a guy like him to be dancing around it and just hinting at it and not just come out and, for crying out loud, just say it. And if you're not going to say it, then why say anything?
Mm.
You ask me what game is he at. You tell me.
The only other alternate idea that I come up with is that it's deflection to say maybe it wasn't the Russians. Everybody thinks it's the Russians. Maybe it wasn't.
Right, because the Russians called him up and said, hey, if they find out it was us, you're dead, Julian Assange.
Maybe it's a feint. That is a possibility and something you have to consider. But nonetheless, it has certainly raised a lot of interest in a case that doesn't make a lot of sense to begin with. And I think that's what the interesting thing about it is. This case doesn't make sense. And you're right, Larry. Robberies don't occur when people just walk up and shoot you in the back multiple times. And if it's a robbery, then why didn't they take a second or two to take the guy's watch, his money, his credit cards, his phone? All were found on him. Even his father, who wants answers, he doesn't necessarily buy what Julian Assange is saying, but he says it doesn't make sense because it wasn't a robbery. Well, we're going to be watching this story very closely, and if there are new developments, we'll share them with you. There's been a lot of other speculation, and quite frankly, it seems to be, not speculation that's worthy of commentary just yet, but watch this story very closely. It's not over yet.
It's 8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Sterling actually having a good morning on 28, pushing south down near the toll road. I see those slowdowns most morning rush hours, but today you're okay. Brief delays, no problems on the Greenway and heading on to the toll road. Now where we have problems, let's go in the Fort Belvoir area, Route 1, Richmond Highway. As you head northbound, approaching the Fairfax County Parkway, incident was reported, and I do see delays starting to grow there. 95 cleared out through Dale City and Aquia. Heavy in Dale City, crash on the shoulder, then you're wide open until you get up onto those beltway delays and through Annandale. 395 really starting to thin out. Slowest stretch will be Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. DC 295, the crash near East Capitol Street, gone, but still big delays coming off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway if you're pushing down toward Kenilworth Avenue. And a heads up on 210 northbound as you approach Palmer Road for the crash. Watch for delays and police to direct. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The story for today and the next several days is humidity, humidity, humidity. Cloudy skies today and partly cloudy in the afternoon, but it's the humidity, for crying out loud. It could be a record breaker. High of 93 degrees along with that lovely humidity. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, then partly cloudy after midnight. Stray shower possible overnight, low 77. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, again, hot and humid. So figure the humidity is going to stay with us through the weekend. Tomorrow's high, 94 degrees. Right now, it's 80 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
Joining us on the line right now is John Bellinger, who is one of the 50 people who are Republicans who've signed a letter that's saying that they don't think Donald Trump should be the president because he would put the nation's security at risk. And we wanted to hear why he feels that way, why he felt compelled to sign the letter, and whether he thinks this is helpful. Good morning to you, John. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. Nice to be with you.
All right. So 50 people signed this letter, and it has, an impact on the campaign. Why did you decide to sign the letter, and why did you feel it was important to do so?
Well, I was actually the drafter of the letter. I and a number of my colleagues have had growing concerns for many months about Donald Trump's qualifications to be president. And this letter is a group of 50 people, very senior officials, who have worked directly with a series of Republican presidents over the last 20 or 30 years. We have more than 30 former White House officials, several former cabinet secretaries, two former secretaries of Department of Homeland Security, former CIA director, former NSA director, deputy secretaries of state defense, deputies attorneys general. These are people who know the qualities that are required to be president. And what this letter says, it does not take on Mr. Trump on his substantive stands. We do not raise particular issues. We just say he does not have the character, values, and experience or temperament to be president. These are senior and former national security officials who have worked with presidents on national security issues.
Yeah, Donald Trump would say that these folks are, and you and other folks are, well, you're the establishment. You don't want to see things done differently. You're not open to new ideas. How do you respond to that?
We were not taking him on ideas. We do have very serious differences with him on things like trade and NATO and other things, but we are talking here about the temperament of the president. Here is a man who seems to be unable to separate truth from falsehood, won't accept conflicting views. He won't accept personal criticism. He has erratic behavior. And this is a person who belittles the parents of a fallen soldier. He compliments the Vladimir Putin. This is a person who is so erratic that whether you agree or disagree with his views, we are deeply concerned about his ability to be president of the United States. We say that he would be the most reckless president in American history.
Reckless, yeah, reckless was the word that really jumped out at me, too. And he's going to be reckless because of his temperament, you say. Well, here's what's interesting to me. Hillary Clinton's temperament brought her to the position where she would pull out of Iraq, allowing ISIS to build a caliphate there. It brought her to the horrible Libya policy that gave us the cesspool that we have there right now. And her actions and inactions on the night of September 12th gave us Benghazi. Her temperament gave us her classified national security secrets sitting on an unsecured email server. And her temperament supports the Iran nuclear deal, which I'm sure you would agree is a complete disaster and will allow Iran to get the nuclear weapon. So I'm wondering why. I'm not quarreling.
Can I add one more to that? Her temperament has her lie to the American people time and time again.
Yeah, that's a temperament issue and character issue, too. I'm not quarreling with your letter. You're obviously an expert on these things, and I understand why you wrote the letter. I guess what I'm wondering is, why didn't you write the same letter about Hillary Clinton?
We say in the letter that we know that many Americans have doubts about Hillary Clinton, as do many of us. And the people on the letter, many of them will not vote for Hillary Clinton and will not vote at all. Some will vote for Hillary Clinton. Those who will not vote for Hillary Clinton have got the concerns that you listed. But if I may,
Mr. Bellinger, I did not express doubts about Hillary Clinton. I expressed actual facts and knowledge that we have about what a reckless president she will be, considering the reckless things she has already done. I don't have doubts about her. I do have doubts about Donald Trump. But see, I don't know for sure. You have written a letter saying, bam, we know for sure he can't be president, which, of course, invites the option that Hillary Clinton, you didn't say anything about her character. You didn't say anything about her temperament. So will she be a reckless president? You clearly think that he will be more reckless.
I do not think that Hillary Clinton would, and I do not want to speak for all 50 people because all 50 of us have different views. I personally do not think that Hillary Clinton would be the reckless kind of president that Donald Trump would be.
Really?
We have not seen her cozying up to Vladimir Putin. We have not seen her belittling the parents.
Wait, what about the reset button with Russia? That wasn't cozying up to Vladimir Putin?
She said that she wanted to have a better relationship with Russia, and I would say that many Republicans thought that the reset was a silly thing to do, but we have not seen her actually praising Vladimir Putin, particularly at a time now after Putin has annexed the Crimea and has supported Assad in Syria.
Well, Mr. Bellinger, can I just say that, you know, what this smacks of is a guy who has been in the arena, and it's not going the way that you want it to go. And so, you know, you say, well, you know, we disagree with this guy. We don't think we're going to take our little establishment football and we're just going to go home.
No, I think this is really not a matter of establishment Republicans. These are people who have served in national security positions at a very senior level for decades and have worked closely with a series of presidents and have seen the personal qualities that are required in a president. Donald Trump simply cannot or will not separate fact from fiction. He lacks self-control, and he cannot tolerate personal criticism.
If I may ask you one last question, it seems like when Donald Trump became the nominee, it seems like you had a choice. You could either write this letter, or you could reach out to his campaign and say, hey, I'm an expert. I've been there. What can I do to help? Let me help brief him. Obviously, he needs to get brought up to speed. Did you make those overtures? Did you reach out to the campaign, Mr. Bellinger?
We mentioned this in the letter, that this has been one of the biggest concerns of all. We've had many presidents who, despite government experience, did not have a background in foreign affairs, and then they tutored themselves, and they got the best people, and they read up, and they spent a year getting briefings and listening and hearing the pros and cons and putting together a terrific group of advisors. Mr. Trump has shown no interest in educating himself, and he really does not have a group of national security advisors, and has shown alarming ignorance about the basic facts
of international
relations.
If I could get back to my question, did you personally, Mr. Bellinger, reach out to the Trump campaign and offer yourself?
I have personally not reached out to the Trump campaign. Early on, after he made statements on legal issues, such as claiming that he would torture people or would kill the civilian family members of ISIS members, which are clear violations of international law, I felt this was not the kind of individual who was interested in listening to legal advice.
Interesting. Thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks, John Bellinger. Thank you for joining us this morning here on Mornings of the Mall, 8:25.
Now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And in from the west, guys, it's been a pretty decent trip on 66. No late problems here as we push up through to the Beltway. Beltway is still very slow as you leave 95 to get past the Little River Turnpike, and then pockets of delays through Tyson's toward the American Legion Bridge. Southbound side, George Washington Parkway, fantastic, coming past 123 toward the Key Bridge. It's once you approach the 14th Street Bridge, where we're still below speed, had an incident that was reported there. Heading in over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge onto Constitution Avenue, reports of a crash at the end of the bridge, and it is getting very slow there, so people may still have fire and rescue responding. DC, 295 South at East Capitol Street, crash cleared, still big delays. Update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the city's first dedicated heart and vascular care hospital, ushering in a new era of patient experience for the region and beyond. You can learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm, humid air sticking around. Temperatures will be near 90 degrees or just above today. We'll get some sunshine, especially into the afternoon, becoming partly sunny. Could be some fog around, maybe a stray shower or storm by later today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel, WMAL.
80 degrees, and here comes the humidity at 827.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
You know, when choosing an agent to sell your home, what matters most to you? Is it the experience? Is it the personality of the person? Is it the references they bring? What if you could have all those things and more? Frank Prindle of REMAX Allegiance has over 25 years of real estate experience. As a West Point grad, a military vet, Frank incorporates the work ethic he gained in the service to selling homes. Real estate mogul and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in Metro D.C. out of thousands of agents. And on top of that, here's more. There's absolutely no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or he'll buy it, guaranteed. Diane wanted to sell her rental home in Metro D.C., but wanted to avoid the much-needed renovations. Frank was able to market the property to the right buyers and delivered Diane a contract within 60 days. Call the only agent I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle, 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538, online at itrustfrank.com.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson of Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, you get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Coming up, the Olympics. Are you watching it in real time so you know who won? Or are you asking everybody in the world to keep their mouth shut so you don't get any spoilers in time for primetime? We want to hear from you. 888-630-WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. A Justice Department report coming out today reportedly says Baltimore police officers routinely discriminate against blacks.
Unconstitutional stops, searches, and arrests, discriminates against African Americans, excessive use of force, and retaliating against people exercising their First Amendment rights.
Correspondent Gene Casares, the Justice Department's year-long investigation began after the death last year of Freddie Gray. Donald Trump is blaming faulty interpretations and media bias for an uproar over the comments about the Second Amendment. He told the crowd at a rally yesterday that there was nothing they could do if Hillary Clinton becomes president and stacks the Supreme Court with anti-gun justices. Then Trump said, quote, although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. Many people have interpreted that as a threat of violence against Hillary Clinton.
The campaign really pushing back hard on this. Trump says that no one who was in that room yesterday thought he was trying to incite violence in any way. But once again, what Donald Trump says and what he says he means, stirring up quite a bit of controversy.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. 9 premature babies have been transferred out of the neonatal intensive care unit at Prince George's Hospital Center to another hospital after a potentially deadly bacteria was found. Neil Moore, CEO of Dimensions Health, says doctors can't say for sure if the bacteria has already claimed any young lives.
There's been no clear cause of death that's been related to the infection itself.
The CDC says the bacteria can lead to severe illness and death for people with compromised immune systems. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,533, the NASDAQ at 5225. Sports, it's now 26 medals overall for Team USA in Rio with 9 gold medals, including 2 more for Michael Phelps, 1 for Katie Ledecky last night. Baseball, the Nats fall to the Indians. The O's lose again to Oakland. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer.
Cabinet Discounters.
Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I understand. And by that, I mean I see high-fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need, from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Georgetown Pike still slow inbound approaching the Beltway with the incident. On the George Washington Parkway, now starting to stack up near Spout Run. And this is off focus to make that exit to go in over the Key Bridge into Georgetown. It looks like that's the focal point of delays, even coming off of Canal Road and Foxhall Road, and then up toward M Street and the Key Bridge. Do watch, may have some police activity there. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, still quite heavy onto lower 14th Street and the Southeast Southwest Freeway. North in the 3rd Street Tunnel slows to get to New York Avenue. DC 295. Here's the story. A longstanding crash gone. Southbound past East Capitol Street. We've cleared out off the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That looks good. 50, though, still slow, but it's after 202 to head down to Kenilworth Avenue. DC 295. Let's get you to the Wilson Bridge, where the delays have cleared. Northbound on 210 near Palmer Road, that crash. They were moving to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chance is pretty low. Humidity's up, though, has probably low 90s today, about 93, with some sun this afternoon, maybe some fog early. And then with a late-day shower thunderstorm threat, we'll still see the numbers fairly warm through the evening, and then overnight fall back to a warm 77. Isolated storms tomorrow, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Manassas, 79 in Silver Spring, 79 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. The Americans are going to win their fourth straight 4x200 and the 21st gold medal for Phelps. The Americans in 7 minutes, 0.66, win gold. Again.
Yeah, Phelps winning gold again last night, but Maryland swimmers weren't stopping there.
It's a shoulder lead for Ledecky. She is heading to the wall, and it's going to be Katie Ledecky claiming gold in the women's 200-meter freestyle. 153.73.
19-year-old Katie Ledecky from Bethesda also winning the gold. So how cool is that? The golds keep coming in for Team America. But here's the deal. And by the way, probably the biggest story of the night was the all-around gymnastics team medal, gold medal for the U.S. team that they've won back-to-back now on the team gymnastics. Here's the deal. That was awarded around 5:15 in the afternoon yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't actually show it until, like, what, 9 o'clock last night on NBC News. So as long as you stayed away from all social media, Twitter, Facebook, didn't listen to the radio, didn't watch any news reports, didn't talk to a friend, you were surprised and delighted when you saw it finally, when you tuned into Bob Costas there on NBC. So are you doing that? Do you prefer to actually be surprised when you watch these Olympics at night? And are you doing like radio silence? No one can talk to me. Don't tell me anything. Spoiler alert. I don't want to know who won. Or are you living like the rest of us in the real world and actually learning of live events as they go? And don't you think NBC should just grow up and stop pretending like nobody knows what happened at the Olympics? I mean, I understand it's in our time zone and everything. It's totally different than when it was in Beijing or in London, where it was hours beforehand. Some of these events are live. But shouldn't they just be treating us like grown-ups and say, okay, we know you already know who won, but boy, just wait till you see it. 888-630-9625. Are you pro-spoilers or anti-spoilers when it comes to the Olympics coverage? 888-630-WMAL. I like to know. I think it's more enjoyable to know what the result is and then watch the end. But I want to tell this story. When I was watching the U.S.-Russian hockey game in 1980 at Lake Placid as a little kid, I was in Detroit, and we are big hockey fans in Detroit there, and we're watching, I think it was the beginning of the third period, and I think the game was tied, or maybe America had just gone up by one goal, and they took a break, and in comes the local Channel 7 news guy saying, coming up tonight at 11, what a miraculous win for the American team in Lake Placid. They beat the Russians. And we're like all sitting there looking at each other saying, It's on his own channel. It was like he had taken a break from hockey to give us the news report that the game that you're watching right now, here's what ends up at the end. That being said, I mean, we got two celebrations that night. We celebrated at that moment and then later.
Well, you know, I think there was a time back in those days, the good old days, when there were three networks, right? Three television networks, and they absolutely controlled what you saw. You know, that was a time before there was the cable news networks that were 24 hours a day. And that was before social media came along. And I just think that, you know, the social media has changed everything. You cannot, if you're plugged into what's going on in the world, you can't avoid it anymore. And I think that, you know, you just need to sort of, everybody needs to get over it. You're going to learn. There's a pretty good chance you're going to learn. This is very different than, for example, telling everybody what the spoiler is in the Game of Thrones or the House of Cards.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's very different. That's just wrong. That's just rude. But this is an event. It is an event of interest. News organizations are going to report on that. Social media is going to talk about that. And it's going to be out there. And, you know, you need to get over it because you're going to know. And I think NBC just needs to, you know, acknowledge this fact that very few people now get their only information from network newscasts and network television programs.
By the way, that was Bill Bonds, the Channel 7 news anchor there in Detroit, Michigan. Good old stalwart,
I bet
Bonds.
Listen, I've been in newsrooms when you do something like that irritates the audience. I bet
oh yeah,
the phones just
they
lit up. Oh my
time.
Gosh, the switchboard just lit up like crazy.
Doug and Sterling, you're on WMAL. Do you like to be surprised when you watch these tape delayed video packages of the Olympics, or are you all about the spoilers?
I was happy to be surprised by it. I can see where y'all coming from with the social media and everything, but I didn't know it was going to happen. And why tell me about it if I don't know already?
So if you knew going in, would you still watch?
Probably.
All right. And even better.
Athletes.
Actually, I think even a better question, Doug. Forget my last question. How about this one? If someone tells you, are you angry at them?
No.
Okay.
You can't be angry at somebody, but...
Well, you never know.
It was great. It was a fantastic event. Those girls are fantastic athletes, and I was happy not to know the results ahead of time.
All right, Doug. That's Doug and Sterling's opinion. He likes to be surprised when he watches the video packages, even if the event took place hours before. Amy and Alexandria, you're next up on WMAL. Where do you stand with Olympic spoilers?
Well, you know, on Facebook, I follow the NBC Olympic page and also the USA Gymnastics page. I just wish that instead of the right when you open Facebook, it saying U.S. wins gold, it should say, you know, for the U.S. women's, click here. Like, they should make you click into it to see the results. I shouldn't have to go off Facebook, and people are freaking out because they're like, I can't believe you put that right on the front page that they won.
You know what? That's a great point. And actually, it behooves them because, you know, websites love getting extra clicks on their site. So they could just add, you know, if you want the Olympic results, click here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it in my feed.
Amy,
I'd rather be
able to be surprised if I wanted to. Granted, I was watching it on streaming anyway. But
well, you're like my wife. That's how I knew the gymnast won yesterday. She's sitting there. She's got a little window going on her computer at work. She has a serious addiction.
Yeah, you've told me this. You've made many comments about this.
We might need an intervention.
Is there a 12-step program?
We might look into that. OA, I believe, is what they call it.
Olympics Anonymous?
Yes, sir. Although I just sort of outed her, didn't I? All right, we've got more of your calls on this, plus more Olympic news, including a little gender confusion at the beach volleyball matches. I'll explain that in a moment. It's 844.
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
Don't miss this last chance for the summer blowout sale from Chamonix. Right now, you're going to get a free month's supply of Genucel with your order today. That's right. Chamonix is giving away a free month's supply of Genucel if you call right now. What's Genucel? Are you kidding? You haven't heard me talking about it? Come on. You know, Genucel is this amazing therapy for the bags under your eyes, the puffiness. And when I say therapy, it makes it sound way more, you know, intense than it is. Here, oh, it's just a gel. It's just a gel that you put under your eyes where the bags and puffiness is. You put it on when you wake up in the morning and before you go to bed. And I'm telling you, those bags will disappear. With its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed, or you'll have your money back. And right now, Chamonix is going to give away their best-selling Lassance neck treatment absolutely free. These guys specialize in all these great creams and lotions and potions. I got to tell you, it's good stuff. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you just send it back and you get your money back. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call now. They're going to upgrade you to free shipping, too. That's a whole lot of gifts. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
It's 845 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, Brian, sounds like we have a deer that was struck yet morning rush hour, of all things, in on the Georgetown Pike before you get to the Beltway after Swinks Mill Road. That's the delay I've been talking about as you make your travels toward the Capitol Beltway. It's only one lane each direction there. So again, please watch for police at the scene, Georgetown Pike prior to the Beltway. And on 66, we've actually cleared out through Manassas, Centerville. Love to see that. Brief delays from Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward 123. Heavy in Falls Church, mostly in the westbound direction. And then delays over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge into Georgetown. Southbound George Washington Parkway, heavy to merge onto the inbound Key Bridge, Canal Road, Foxhall Road still slow. And I'm also seeing getting onto the Whitehurst Freeway coming off of 66 East Street Expressway. That quite heavy, but DDOT, they tell me they're not working anything. 395, once you get by the delay in Landmark, you're wide open until about the Pentagon, heavy across the 14th Street Bridge. 270, a little bit of volume still remains in through Urbana, Hyattstown, and now into Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Great chance, it's pretty low. Humidity's up, though, has probably low 90s today, about 93, with some sun this afternoon and some fog early. And then with a late-day shower thunderstorm threat, we'll still see the numbers fairly warm through the evening and then overnight fall back to a warm 77. Isolated storms tomorrow, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 80 degrees, 847 on WMAL. If you are annoyed at anyone spoiling the results of the Olympic events because you want to see the tape delay, give us a call. Let us know. 888-630-WMAL. Some other things in Olympics news that I want to share with you. First of all, we mentioned our local heroes, the Maryland swimmers who won gold medals. Yeah. Let's not forget Virginia, Richmond, down in Richmond, Virginia. Their native son, Townley Haas, was on the men's 200-meter freestyle team that won gold last night. So good on 19-year-old Townley Haas. Another Virginia winner for the medals. I got to say, we are kicking tail here, Olympics-wise, in terms of the Washington metro area. Also, if you have a moment today, it's a visual thing. You got to see it to really appreciate it. But Google the name Ryan Held, H-E-L-D. He is one of the swimmers. He won on Sunday in the 4x100-meter freestyle. While he was standing on the podium with his medal around his neck, with his hand over his heart, listening to our national anthem, watching our flag being raised to the rafters there, he was completely overcome by the emotions of the moment. And there is a picture of him with his face just contorted with emotion tears coming down his face.
Totally.
And you got to think he's reflecting on the sacrifice, on the hard work, on all the nights of swimming and the practices and the pain and the and the effort. And it all came down to that moment. And it's the face of a true Olympic champion.
I get emotional every time they just play the national anthem.
Sure.
And so under those circumstances where all of the work and all of the sacrifice that you've been putting and all the years that you got up at 5 a.m. to go down and swim and to do this. this, that, and the other. I mean, oh my gosh, what a moment that must be. I'm surprised it doesn't happen to more people.
And then there's this moment during the women's beach volleyball tournament, which is a really fun sport to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's this team for Brazil. One of the women on the team, Larissa Franca, is a lesbian. And after her match, when she won, she went over to hug her spouse, Lily. And Chris Marlowe, the guy who was announcing this, said, she gives a hug to Lily. That's her husband. She married Lily in 2013, and Larissa is celebrating with her pals. You don't call it, I mean, it's a minor faux pas, but you don't call a woman a husband. Mm. You just call a woman a wife. Well, yeah. Of course, as you can imagine, there was outrage over it from the gay community, and Chris Marlowe has tweeted saying, I'm sorry for the mistake today. Clearly, Lillianne is Larissa's wife.
Right.
So there you have that.
And they have a green pool.
Well, and also, okay, well, now, see, you can't just float that and not have me tell the story.
It's murky green pool.
The diver's pool, the pool where they all dive into, overnight it turned from that beautiful, clear, blue water into a murky, gross, disgusting green water, and they're not quite sure why, and they're trying to fix it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be diving in.
Would
that.
You not?
No.
No, you could walk on it, though. It looks like there's so much solid, and you don't even have to be Jesus. It's 8:50 on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I want to thank Willis Carrier for inventing air conditioning, and boy, we're going to need it right now with all this heat and the unbelievable humidity that's moving into our area. And let me tell you something. If you find that all that air conditioning on the inside is not staying cool because it's leaking to the outside, maybe it's time to get you some Thompson Creek windows to help save on your electric bill and keep the cool where it needs to be. They're super energy efficient. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Window for years now. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. I've seen how each window is custom made for our unique climate. Plus, there are no middlemen, which saves you money and a lot of headaches from all the finger points when things go wrong. You know, none of that. Trust me, it will not go wrong because Thompson Creek cares about customer service. They built a really great window. And right now, here's the big deal. 25% off every window with the biggest window sale of the year. That's right, 25% off every window. Pick up the phone right now. Keep the cool air in, the hot, humid air on the outside. 855-57-CREEK. The number, again, 855-57-CREEK. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
While we should all be thinking more carefully about what we put into our bodies, this is especially true for pregnant women. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Moms-to-be who drank artificially sweetened beverages every day while pregnant doubled their odds of having a baby who was overweight at age one. That's compared to women who didn't drink these types of drinks at all while pregnant. And we're talking about diet soda, of course, but also coffee and tea sweetened with things like Equal and Splenda. The women who consumed no-calorie sweeteners had higher BMIs and were more likely to be smokers. They also didn't breastfeed as long and introduced solid foods earlier. There's a lot more research to be done here, but meantime, scientists at the University of Manitoba recommend pregnant women consider adding diet drinks to the list of items that are off-limits and opt for water instead. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. Optima Tax Relief.
Are you wondering if the current tax system, restrictions on big banks, or tighter lending restrictions will have an impact on your nest egg? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. So before you make your next investment decision, call us to discuss how your taxes are linked to your investment strategy.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Simon, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
At the Big Screen Store, the games are on.
Oh, nothing like watching the games on a big screen.
Well, why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99. Wow! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, like to see this. We have just about finished the commute on 95 and 395 out of Stafford to and across the 14th Street Bridge. And I know a lot of you still sitting in delays saying, what about me? George Washington Parkway, South Thunder Spelt Run, jammed to get it over the Key Bridge. DDOT tells me nothing working on Canal Road or M Street. Very slow on the northbound side of Port Spelt Run. They were getting ready to set up the road work there. Baltimore Washington Parkway, northbound, the crash north of 198 as you approach 32. Big delay starting to form as you push out of Laurel near 197. Top side of the Beltway still slow through College Park and into Silver Spring, and lingering volume delays on 270. Now, if your computer is running slow, just go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
How much rain in the rain bucket today? An isolated late day evening shower, thunder shower. Otherwise, pretty humid and pretty hot. Temperatures average just above 90 degrees with clouds early, some sunshine developing as the day goes on. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 79 degrees at 8:57.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda, Annapolis, and Columbia Tuesday and Wednesday, August 16th and 17th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Coming up tomorrow, we'll have Jake Tapper. We'll also go back to our Olympics coverage with Steve Kastenbaum.
Coming up next, in for Chris Plant, is Mary Walter. Hey, Mary.
Good morning, guys. You're going to miss me tomorrow. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up, we're going to talk about Trump.